Thanks for connecting with us on Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information. Coming up next on Pod Topics, you'll hear our next episode of Moving Business Forward, a podcast focusing on businesses and organizations in the Chattanooga area. Here's a preview of our conversation with Leah Kimbrough, part of the new team at CoLab, talking about Startup Week.
We've always talked about how can we let people know about the resources passed downtown. I know I live in the Highway 58 area of Chattanooga, and there's so many startup businesses and small businesses down there, and I speak to them about CoLab, and they have no idea what I'm talking about. So I'm hoping that this week, people from all over Chattanooga are able to know what resources we do have here, because there are a lot, but people just don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. So I hope connections are made. I hope that this creates growth in our ecosystem, that people are actually knowing what we have here.
Welcome back to Moving Business Forward from Pod Topics. Thanks for joining us on our second episode of this series that is dedicated to sharing perspectives and insights from the leaders and decision makers in the Chattanooga area. We are examining how leaders are meeting the challenge to keep their respective businesses and organizations moving forward. In this episode, we'll be talking with Chloe Morrison and Leah Kimbrough, who are part of the new team at CoLab in Chattanooga. Chloe serves as the Director of Communications for the organization, and Leah is the Manager of Capital Access and Community Engagement. Greg Thompson, the Executive Producer of Pod Topics, visited CoLab in the days just prior to the opening of CoLab Startup Week. Later in the conversation, you'll hear Greg talk with Chloe and Leah about planning and event details as CoLab entered the final countdown for Startup Week. As you'll hear, Greg began this Moving Business Forward interview by talking with Leah and Chloe on the paths they have taken prior to joining the team at CoLab.
So we're inside a CoLab, and we're talking with Chloe and Leah, and we're talking about all things CoLab. You both are part of a new team that's here at CoLab, because I've known Chloe for a long time. I'm going to let Leah start out with how you found your path to CoLab, and then we'll go to the CoLab spokesperson.
My name is Leah Kimbrough. I'm born and raised in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I went to school at MTSU for business, went to Atlanta, got into catering and events, and also started my business there, so I'm an entrepreneur as well. And that came back home, Chattanooga, after having my beautiful daughter. So once I got back here in Chattanooga, it just seemed a lot different. Like, the entrepreneurial ecosystem here is just booming. And I was just like, this is cool. There's a lot of free resources here. There's a lot of mentorship, and it was just really amazing to see. And so I started my journey as a logistics coordinator for this huge placemaking week event that we had here. And that's how I got to learn about the Enterprise Center, which is my first job here. They deal a lot with Innovation District, and they have a free working space for entrepreneurs. That's how I kind of got into meeting CoLab, because CoLab and the Enterprise Center kind of work hand in hand with a lot of things. So I got to meet people from CoLab. 2019 was my first in-person Startup Week here in Chattanooga, and I was like blown away. I had so much fun, and I was just like super interested in what is CoLab. So after my stint in the Enterprise Center, I got offering from Lindsay, our new CEO, about coming on board, and it was a no-brainer to me because of what I've seen with them doing Startup Week and just everything like that.
So tell us a little bit about your role here at CoLab.
So my role, I work with Kiva. Kiva is our capital 0% interest loan for small businesses. It's crazy because during the pandemic, I worked alongside of a previous Kiva rep during virtual events that she would have. So I kind of like already knew about Kiva a little bit. So coming into this role wasn't as hard. So basically what it does is help small businesses who can't get like traditional loans from banks. So we don't really take collateral or look at your business plan or anything like that. You just need to be 18 and up and have a business license. So we're kind of like a non-traditional loan for businesses.
Chloe, I think most people in Chattanooga know you because you have been a reporter for a number of years, starting out with Nooga.com.
I actually started at the Times Free Press. Came to Chattanooga to go to college in 2001. I picked UTC because of Chattanooga. I mean, UTC is great, and I had a great experience there, but something about the city of Chattanooga, even in 2001, I just felt like this was the place I needed to be, and I didn't know why. So then after I graduated, I started at the Times Free Press and got really kind of a second education for 3 years working with amazing local journalists. I moved to Knoxville just because I had been in Chattanooga. I was like, let's try out another city. I moved to Knoxville and I worked at the Maryville Daily Times as a cops and courts reporter and quickly missed Chattanooga.
I'm sure that doing cops and courts was not a real uplifting beat either.
It wasn't, but I'm going to be honest. I mean, especially in my early days, I was like old school reporter and sure. I liked some cops coverage.
But still, my point being, when you go into a new town,
Oh yeah, it was difficult because the previous COPS reporter had a long history with all the sources. So you come into a new town and a smaller town, but it was another education for me in a lot of ways and prepared me in 2011 to come back and help launch Nuga.com. And by help launch, I mean, was the first team hired. I think there were only three of us that like kind of made it all the way to the end. Nuga.com existed from 2011 to about 2018. And that's where I really got to cover all things startup Chattanooga. That's when I fell in love with startups. And Nuga.com was a startup, so I got to see kind of from the inside with Lamp Post Group incubating what it was like on the inside of a startup, and then also kind of writing about all the startups in town. During that time, Colab was like something every week, basically. Like if I was scrambling and I didn't have a story, I could call up Colab and be like, hey, what are you guys doing? And they always had a million cool things going on. That was a kind of cool connection for when I was ready to kind of leave journalism. This just seemed like a perfect fit because it's an organization I had admired for so long. All the people that have come through here I've admired. So now I'm just really happy to have landed here. I have the same energy. I loved Nuga.com and our entire team. It was really important to me. I have a similar feeling starting this job as I did when I started Nuga.com. It's a cool thing, and I'm just so grateful that I can be able to continue working around these people with such amazing new people and still use the talents that I honed in journalism to now kind of support Colab.
As somebody who has made that transition, spent a lot of years as a reporter and done many things over my lifetime, but one of the transitions that I made was going from the media to being on the PR side. So talk to us a little bit about that transition for you, what that's been like.
Yeah. So years ago, I would have joked and said that going to PR was going to the dark side, which I don't believe anymore, at least in this circumstance. That's just a perception that I think young journalists get. It's actually been pretty seamless for me. And I think part of it is because of the organization. Had I tried to go work at US Express, where I didn't know anything about logistics and trucking, or had I taken a job in healthcare or something that I didn't know as much about, and I was trying to be a PR person for a hospital, I don't think it would have been as smooth. And that's not what I was looking to do. I really was waiting to find the next best step for me when I realized I kind of had done all I could in journalism in Chattanooga. But so I will say it's a little different. It's just a different side of the coin. I'm finding it almost more fun over here now because reporter daily deadlines are just, I get a rush off of that adrenaline, sure. But it's also exhausting. And so now to be able to go to an event and not have to rush back and write an article and get it online and then worry about it for days is like a huge refresher. It's been so smooth because I know all the reporters in town. That's been a real benefit in that we do know each other and now we can help each other. Now I'm like, hey, you need a story idea? I got one for you. So it's been pretty smooth and lovely, even though I was kind of afraid it was going to be weird.
Well, Leah,
yes.
You've had a chance to watch Chloe make that transition.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
She's killing it. It was funny, you mentioned having to like come back and really type a story overnight. First couple weeks I was working with her, she was, everything's moving so slow. Are we doing anything? Do I need to do something else?
Spoken like a true reporter.
You're doing great. She's like, are you sure? Is there something else I should be doing? I'm like, I promise, it's fine.
It's just a different world. A slower pace.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay would tell me like, okay, could you do this? And I'd be like, when? By when? Like the next hour?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, no, next few days, next week is fine. And I was like, okay, so this is a different pace. I got it.
It definitely is. It's one of those things that I've always said that if you're going to work in communications, give me somebody who has worked on a deadline, who knows how to make that red light turn on.
Yes.
At the paper, that you've got 25 minutes to write a game story or whatever it might be. That's the real test. If you can work in that kind of pressure, you can make things happen long term.
Agree. Yeah. And I think I like to just try to think about it. What did I need as a reporter from the PR person? And then I try to give it all that I can. But I still have a lot to learn. There's a learning curve. I'm excited about continuing to learn. I'm proud of the job we're doing so far, but there's always more to learn.
We've heard your stories and you guys have got a new team here. So tell us a little bit about that and how Colab is moving forward.
Yeah, I think it's super cool that we've started this journey as a new team because of all the stuff like Linda coming in. We have a whole new 5-year strategic plan, and we're all in it together, which is really cool. We're all understanding our role in that plan. We're all moving towards those goals. And then plus Startup Week came into our laps that we had to put together in about, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Which has been like a team building exercise for us too. Like we've been like learning how each other work. It's been a really cool experience. And I mean, we're still learning how to like work as a team, but I mean, I think it's coming together and we're doing an awesome job in my eyes. So.
And it kind of came around at a good time. So The former CEO left and then the pandemic was happening. So the employees of CoLab were kind of just like holding down the fort. Mm. There wasn't the leadership and the pandemic was making everything weird. Then the search for the new CEO and they hired Lindsay. Even before I met her, I just saw her written about and I was, oh, this is a good call. This is good for a company lab. So then she came in, basically the only people that were still here really are Zach, who's been here for 5 years and he's our longest serving and he is the grants and program manager. And besides that, Kirk had come in during the pandemic. So other than those two, everybody else is new. And so now we have a team of 7. So Lindsay came on and hired Leah and Armand, who is our operations coordinator. Lindsay hired an amazing director of programs, Christine DiPietro.
Yes.
And then me and Leah, like Leah said, coming together as a new team, sometimes you don't know how people are going to mesh, but I kind of give credit to Lindsay. I think she hired people that she knew would work well together and would complement each other's strengths. It's kind of like working at a younger startup, even though we're 10 years old. We're kind of trying to reignite and recreate the energy for CoLab. And then also just in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, because CoLab historically has been a big leader in that energy and that momentum and partnerships and all of that.
For people who are listening to this and they know nothing about CoLab, so walk us through the history of CoLab and what you're doing, what purpose that you guys have in the community.
Sure. CoLab grew out of another organization called Create Here, which kind of ended in 2011. And then some of the same people kind of came over and created this with the purpose of being the front door to Chattanooga's entrepreneurial system. And at that time, it looked a little different. It looked like a lot of different things. That was around the time when EPB's gig was really getting started up.
Sure.
So we had like the big gig tank events. So there was a lot of momentum and a lot of programming. And at one time, I think the staff was like 14 here, which is a kind of a big staff. CoLab has kind of come through this whole past 10 years. What's happening is mirroring the ecosystem of the community. So around that time also, we had all these other players, Lamppost Group, the Jump Fund, and Launch Chattanooga. Everybody was kind of doing a lot more. And that was just driven by the demand of the community, it seemed, and by the excitement of the gig. And also, I think the messaging. I think the way everybody got on the same page as far as messaging and the value of the gig and the importance and the hype of the entrepreneurial ecosystem, it was really exciting for 10-something years. And then the pandemic and the leadership changed. I think everybody was kind of ready for a reset after the pandemic in some ways. Now, when Lindsay came on, we are tasked with looking at the next 3 to 5 years. So we've modified our mission a little bit. CoLab, like I said, is kind of seen as the front door for the Chattanooga entrepreneurial ecosystem. If we don't have a program that can help you, we have the resources that we can put you to. And our new nuanced kind of change, although we have this program Co-Starters that is literally, if you start with just an idea on a napkin, that program will help you.
Oh, the Spinal Tap thing, right?
So, yes. Yeah.
It's a very obscure movie reference there to the Stonehenge scene where they wrote it on a napkin. And,
Exactly.
You need to see the movie.
I've seen it. It's been so long. My mom actually had a Spinal Tap reference in her wedding. So I know what you're talking about. So what CoLab does now is we support entrepreneurs from launch to scale. You kind of already need to know what your business is. And then that's where we're going to come in and really help you figure out how to grow it or get to wherever it is you want to be.
Yes. Lindsay's really working on capital here. she always mentioned to me, like, when you hear CoLab, you want to think of capital. So like I said, we have our Kiva program, which is a 0% interest loan, and we're also working on angel investment here, as well as venture capital. So we're really trying to get a lot of capital for startups and businesses here as well.
Because that is one of the things I think that has changed. Mm-hmm. There had been a lot of venture capitalists through LampPost, through Jump Fund, all of that. And now there's a new one, Brickyard. So for a little bit, the capital scene was kind of dry. We're looking into like helping get that back ramped again.
So if I've got a good idea for a business, so I walk through the doors and I say, hey, I've got this great idea. Take us kind of at a 40,000 foot level. How do you guys walk somebody through the process?
Well, first we can start off with our wayfinding meetings. So we host wayfinding meetings, which is kind of just what you said. Like, we take you through all the resources that we have here. After we get to learn more about you as an entrepreneur and learn about your business, we can kind of set you up with the right connections in the city to really, really get it started. But then we also have office hours where you can speak with an attorney or accountant, digital marketer person. We have a whole list of professional consultants. Folks, it's for 30 minutes. You can ask all your questions, especially if it's something that we can't answer. We have someone on board too. And then we also have programming.
So in those wayfinding meetings, hopefully it would match with some of our programming. And if not, then we would send them to the PSBDC or the incubator or Launch Chattanooga. But we have a couple of programs depending on what kind of industry you're in. So if you are a consumer goods program, you're making some kind of food or you're making some kind of product, there is a program that we partner with Proof, and you accelerate over 12 weeks and get all these different experts coming in. Coco Asante went through and she has these amazing, just delicious, the most delicious chocolate you can imagine, sourced from amazing places.
Yes.
But she didn't have her packaging. And as an entrepreneur, if you've never done packaging, like, who do you even call? So that's the kind of thing that the consumer goods program can help business people through. We also have a new iteration of the Gig Tank. It's not fully rolled out yet, but it's going to be a year-round stage gate mentorship program where we pair you with mentors and they walk you through whatever it is you need. You can't move on to the next stage until you've gotten this part where you need to be. That's probably for people who are a little further along in their business. We are going to launch an outdoors accelerator.
Oh, we're making some news here.
It's been out there a little bit. I guess it's not totally official, so we don't know all the details. But if you think about the way Lindsay puts it, is when you think about Chattanooga, you think about fast internet, but you also think about the outdoors. So why is there not somebody here in Chattanooga like helping people create amazing outdoor businesses? Yeah, that is a little bit of new news and something we're really excited about. We got to get through startup week and then we can focus on those things.
Yes, all of our programming, we literally just hired our director programs. Now we're like heading me first into like startup week. So she hasn't really had the time to get all of the nuts and bolts together, but she's working super, super hard to get that up and running. And I'm super excited for all of this to just happen.
You're listening to Moving Business Forward from Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information. Our guests for this episode of Moving Business Forward are Chloe Morrison and Leah Kimbrough from CoLab. Let's take you back now to Greg Thompson, the executive producer of Pod Topics. As we mentioned at the top of the podcast, Greg visited CoLab in the days just prior to the opening of CoLab's Startup Week.
We've mentioned it a couple times. Let's talk about Startup Week.
Startup Week, we have our countdown here in our office. So Leah also told you that she's over Kiva, but she is also our Startup Week coordinator. 20%. She's handling almost all the details and doing it amazingly. She is working with each of the vendors that we have, all the different venues around town. It's a lot of work that goes into it. When we started, I was looking at it like, how is this gonna come together? I don't quite understand, but you just work at little intervals.
Yes.
And then now we're 7 days out and all these things that I was like, how are we going to get them done? They're done.
I guess it kind of helped too that this has been going on for several years.
One of the things that I've read about is that Startup Week is going to be a little different this year, or it's being kind of restarted in a way. Why don't we start by you guys giving us a little bit of a history of Startup Week and then talk to us a little bit about how it's going to be different.
I think it's 7 years old and every year it's a little different. So for example, one of the signature events is Will This Float. That is a pitch competition for very early stage businesses. Each year you want to make it a little different. So they, I think, did a female founders edition. They did a black founders edition. So it kind of grew over the years. And Christine, our program director, decided to take it back to the very original core of what it was, which is literally Will This Float early ideas. Because over the years, a few people pitch a business that they already have going and they're just trying to kind of get more resources, which is fine. But Christine really wanted to make the focus new ideas. Super and to me, that's so exciting because we're going to see about a dozen. And then hopefully most of those will go on to be small businesses at some point. That's my hope.
So how does this work? You said there's a dozen pitches. Is this like Shark Tank?
Kind of. There's a panel of judges and there's going to be a crowd watching. But you basically have 3 minutes to get up there and make your case for why you should win. Yes. The winner gets money and in-kind services to start their business. But I think just getting into the program is also a win because you're still going to be on the front of the stage in front of all these people and you're still hopefully going to be able to make connections.
And there is an audience choice. So the audience can choose to who they liked, not just the judges.
So if I'm hearing you right, you've got 13 or so coming in. How do you get to the round of Startup Week is, I guess, the question.
So we went through, as a team, all these applications together. We looked at the criteria of what Float actually meant and then spent the time looking at each application individually, grading them individually, and then coming together as a team talking about, well, why did you give this score to this team? So we actually talked about it, which was really cool. We got to see how each and every one of us looked at the different businesses. So that's kind of how we narrowed it down. And then Christine would help them with their pitches. So you're not just getting thrown out of there like willy-nilly. Like, we help you throughout the process too.
So basically, you got 3 minutes. You talk about a TED Talk. You got to be on it.
I'm telling you, I helped somebody with their pitch and it was like written down. It was like 600 words. And that was way more than 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
It is going to be a challenge, I think, to communicate all you need to communicate in those 3 minutes. But I think that's part of the fun. There are other things that are different. We're having a job fair for the first time ever. And that was Lindsay's idea. We partnered with Steam Logistics. Malcolm Harris over there is an amazing recruiter and he goes around to job fairs and so he knows all about them. So he's helped us organize that. We have 21 businesses that are gonna be there. Everybody from like a smaller startup to, I think we have a local union, the Iron Workers Union or something. We have EPB. So it's a wide range of options. That's just gonna be a fun new thing.
We have the Marketplace, which is the same day as the job fair. It's gonna be on that Wednesday, October 20th. Marketplace is just a place for our Consumer Goods Accelerator Program participants to sell their stuff, as well as anyone else who applied. I believe we have 30 plus vendors. So there's 30 plus local vendors selling their stuff. So we're kind of like hoping people come and shop local. Go ahead and get your Christmas gifts now.
What I hope the community will respond to is that this is all at once a place to shop from local vendors that you might not encounter otherwise. Yes. And I know Chattanooga supports shopping local. Oh. One other thing that comes to mind, it's not necessarily new, but the community came through with this. Pandemic, we didn't know if we were going to get enough because the community submits the majority of the events and we help manage, but we're not running every 100 events.
So you're talking about the community at large. How did all that come together?
So we put out the call for events and we're just waiting.
We're looking 6 months back. This is when vaccinations were, I guess, first starting. Because you have to make the leap to think, are we going to actually hold it? Talk to us about that part of it.
I know we really were like super strong on like, we don't want a full virtual event. If we're going to do it, we want to do it safely. We want to see people safely. Like that's kind of like our biggest thing. So something else that's different, usually with Startup Week, we let the event hosts, they manage their own venue. They manage everything. But this year, we've actually created a list of our venues and we're kind of placing them in the venues because we're wanting the venues to be mainly outdoors. We want to be able to spread out. So we're kind of taking control of that side of it.
Yeah, people are spread out and every big event is outside, which is why we have the Startup Awards on Finley Stadium field, like actually on the field. But I'm just so thankful that, because we would watch the application a few days in, we'd be like, oh, we only have this many. But then by the end, we were like, whoa, whoa. So it speaks to, I think, the community appetite. And I hope it speaks to people's enjoyment of past Startup Weeks, that they still wanted to get involved, even after kind of just pandemic weirdness.
Talk to us a little bit about it starts when, is it open to public.
Yes.
Where is it? You said there's going to be a number of different venues. Tell us a little bit about that.
It starts next Monday, October 18th, and it'll last up until the 22nd, that Friday. To register, you can go to colab.co/startupweekcha.
Or just colab.co.
And it's free. Event is free. All you have to do is register, and then you can go. Once you're on the site, you can see all the events happening that week and kind of make an agenda of where you want to go. What's really cool about our platform is that you can make your agenda, and it'll kind of remind you each morning of that day, like, hey, you have this to go to today, and it'll have the location of each venue. Some of the venues that we're using the Moxie, Chattanooga Whiskey, the Etney, of course, the Chattery, Cooper's Alley. We have a lot of different locations, but what's cool about the platform is that you'll see where each event is in each venue.
I want to state again that all these events are free. Every person, 80 people who signed up to do these events are doing this on their own time because they want to share their message, because they want to support startups. So I hope the community will hear that and realize that and come out and take advantage of all the free resources. Yes. This is literally a week of fun, educational, informational. It's a fun week and it's all free. We are going to have free parking. So that's been a complaint in past years, especially if you're not used to coming downtown. It can be a hassle. It happens to everybody. So you can park in the EPB garage on Market Street, get a ticket, take it to your startup event, and they will validate it.
Right.
That was a big win for us,
definitely.
And we hope that people will hear that also and take advantage of that.
Thank you, EPB. They've been a great sponsor this year, so thank you.
Now, you mentioned 80 people. Talk to us about that. Are these groups that have come together to be sponsors, participants?
The 80 that I'm talking about are the 80 different events. For example, we have the Delta 8 THC controversy, and this is Rockridge Venture Law Firm, and they're going to talk about how is this THC legal. Mm-hmm. We have Recycling Your Electronics, where people can go and drop off old electronics. And that's, again, a different person that's organized that. We have angel investor pitches, how to pitch to an angel investor. So each one of these events is just an individual person who said, I want to participate in Startup Week. This is one of my favorites. It's where to network and what to say when you get there. Even somebody like me who has had to go around and talk and network, I still get a little anxious when I have to go in and make small talk with people.
It's going to be a great one, too, because Startup Week has a lot of networking opportunities, too.
Exactly.
Like after Will This Flow, I'm sure we'll have time after the network. It's just different. Also, happy hours and stuff, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of entrepreneurial stuff and business stuff, but then there's also just some fun stuff. There's goat yoga. The scooter tour, which is going to be really cool. Adventure Sports Innovation, which is a business down in Coolidge Park. They have these scooters, and so they're going to take about 15 people to about 8 different businesses, and they're going to stop for 5 minutes.
Yes.
The person's going to come out and be like, this is what we do, or this is Freight Waves, this is what we do. So that's like a fun thing to do. Also, the Startup Week's awards, we have a social before and then a party afterward. If you're just looking to come and have some fun and celebrate, I also think of it as a celebration of our community. Even if you're not an entrepreneur and you don't care about networking, come see the Startup Awards and get a chance to stand on Finley Stadium's field. That's a cool thing.
You've been working on this for 6 months. You've detailed a lot of exciting stuff. And again, you can go to colab.co and find the full schedule, sign up for things. What do you guys hope happens through this week? And when you look back November 1st and you start looking back at what had happened over the week, what are your hopes for the week?
I am really hoping what comes out of this is connections. I know that sounds super cliche, but we've always talked about how can we let people know about the resources past downtown. I know I live in the Highway 58 area of Chattanooga, and there's so many startup businesses and small businesses down there, and I speak to them about CoLab, and they have no idea what I'm talking about. So I'm hoping that this week, people from all over Chattanooga are able to know what resources we do have here, because there are a lot, but people just don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. So I hope connections are made. I hope that this creates growth in our ecosystem, that people are actually knowing what we have here.
I'm not going to lie. Right now, I am most hopeful that there are bodies at all the events, and I'm hosting one event myself, so I'm like, what if only one person shows up or something? So that's another thing. Each person who's doing an event is really kind of taking responsibility and promoting their own, and we're trying to promote too. But I just want people to come. Mm-hmm. I want them to attend, and I want them to feel the energy that I felt and that I know is in Chattanooga about just our city and then also about entrepreneurism. Yes. I know that there has been so much energy before, and I'm just hoping that this is the start of kind of like reigniting that energy and moving our city forward.
Where do you guys see CoLab in a year, 5 years, and 10 years?
All right, in a year, I hope that we have our new strategic plan fully in place and being implemented. And what that looks like is new and also improved programming. It looks like some work around capital, and it looks like the Outdoors Accelerator. I hope we really, in the next year, can really focus in and make our programming top-notch. That is what we really need to do to serve the community best. 5 years, I would love to see our staff doubled and our work doubled because of that, and us having even more programming. Like, let's go bigger, let's expand, let's have a few more programs by then. And then in 10 years, this company would be 20 years old. Gosh, it's really hard to look that far into the future. But I just want to see the Company Lab continue to grow and improve and do so along with the community and the entrepreneurial ecosystem. And for us to continue just rolling with the punches, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's low energy, whether it's whatever could possibly come. We didn't think a pandemic would have come, so you never know what's coming in 10 years. I just want to see the Company Lab continue to get better, even if it's inch by inch by inch.
I agree with that. I want our relationships with our founders to be genuine. They are genuine, but I want to build that. We have a list of founders that we work with, and even with my position in Kiva, already funded 2 companies. I've been here about 6 months, but I want to see that grow, speaking on Kiva's side. I want to see Kiva being represented in not just the Hamilton County area. I want to see it out in the southeast regions of Tennessee. I want to be able to help fund hundreds of more companies.
And I think that's a good point, too. I think getting outside the downtown bubble is a big one for us, and letting people know that we're available everywhere. Mm-hmm. And diversity. I think we are really focused on diversity inclusion, as everyone is or should be. We are constantly working to figure out how we can better serve all the different ranges of people that can and should start businesses. Yeah. That work needs to continue.
Any last words?
Come to Startup Week, tell your friends, share it on your social media, and just follow CoLab and keep us in mind for whatever you're doing.
And thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
That closes out our visit to CoLab on this edition of Moving Business Forward. We'd like to thank Chloe Morrison and Leah Kimbrough from CoLab for joining us on the podcast. If you'd like to learn more about what's happening at CoLab and how you can access the programs and resources CoLab has to offer, please visit their website, colab.co. That web address again, colab.co. Before we go, be sure to check back on podtopics.com for new episodes of Moving Business Forward, a podcast dedicated to bringing you insights and perspectives from Chattanooga area business leaders. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Moving Business Forward on your favorite podcast platform. You can find Moving Business Forward on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio Podcast, and all other major podcast services. By becoming a subscriber, you'll be notified whenever we post a new episode, and on some of the platforms, you'll also have the opportunity to rate our podcast. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information.